The CDs are not working to my knowledge. I have 1984. I'm just going to read some 1984. Hold on. Look, you guys know Animal Farm, huh? As soon as I... Boy, do you notice how things got real quiet in here? They know Orwell. They know Animal Farm. Did not end well. 1984, I'm going to read from it. Hold on. Hold your horses, or emus, or alpacas, or junk, for that matter. I'm on my second go-around of this. I need some lights. It gets a little dark here in San Francisco. I hope someone... listening from somewhere else, from somewhere far away. No one in particular, just I hope that they are. Be jelly of all the kind of San Francisco connections I made here today.
Alright. Orwell. Damn, you know what? I'm gonna... Hold on. Just let go of your junk for a second. I'm gonna just go to Valencia Radio website, make sure I'm broadcasting the little... Oh yeah, I think the... You know the little boop, boop, like the battery tester things? I mean, it's very... I'm using technical terms here, is basically. So if you get lost, it's my fault. It's always my fault. Honestly, anything that happens the rest of the night, just be like... It's a win-win for both of us. Be like, look, I was listening to Happy Horseshit, 4 to 6 p.m., and, look, shit went down, and it's not my fault. Sir, is that an emu in your soup? Just go completely whack out. There's like a 1 second. Yep, I'm on. So, all right, Orwell. I'm even going to sit for this. All right, look, there's... Orwell, like, ears just went, like, 3 different directions, and they really can go... I guess they can go 6. Can ears go 6 directions? All right, hold on. I'm talking about the 17 goats and alpaca mules, or was it mules and alpaca? All right. Until they become conscious, they will never rebel, and until after they have rebelled, they cannot become conscious. That, he reflected, might also have been a transcription from one of the party textbooks. The party claimed, of course, to have liberated the proles from bondage. Before the revolution, they had been hideously oppressed by the capitalists. They had been starved and flogged. Women had been forced to work in the coal mines. Women still did work in the coal mines, as a matter of fact. Children had been sold into the factories at the age of 6, but simultaneously, true to the principles of doublethink, the party taught that the proles were naturally inferior, who must be kept in subjection like animals by the application of a few simple rules. In reality, very little was known about the proles. It was not necessary to know much. So long as they continued to work and breed, their other activities were without importance. Wouldn't that be nice if that was just, if people weren't all up in your Kool-Aid, right, or your emus in your soup. Left to themselves, like cattle turned loose upon the plains of Argentina, they had reverted to the style of life that appeared to be natural to them, a sort of ancestral pattern. They were born, they grew up in the gutters, they went to work at 12, they passed through a brief blossoming period of beauty and sexual desire. They married at 20. They were middle-aged at 30. They died, for the most part, at 60. Heavy physical work, the care of home and children, petty quarrels with neighbors, films, football, beer, and above all, gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. A few agents of the thought police moved always among them, spreading false rumors and marking down and eliminating the few individuals who were judged capable of becoming dangerous, but no attempt was made to indoctrinate them with the ideology of the party. Wouldn't that be nice? It was not desirable that the proles should have strong political feelings. All that was required of them was a primitive patriotism which could be appealed to whenever it was necessary to make them accept longer working hours or shorter rations. Man, early got triggered. They were talking about chocolate rations, a few, and then the party, Big Brother's party, was lying. Big surprise, but it was a little triggering. Okay, back to 1984, page 71. And even when they did become discontented, as they sometimes did, their discontent led nowhere, because being without general ideas, they could only focus on petty specific grievances. The larger evils invariably escaped their notice. The great majority of proles did not even have telescreens in their homes. Even the civil police interfered with them very little. There was a vast amount of criminality in London, a whole world within a world of thieves, bandits, prostitutes, drug peddlers, and racketeers of every description. But since it all happened among the proles themselves, it was of no importance. In all questions of morals, they were allowed to follow their ancestral code. The sexual Puritanism of the party was not opposed upon them. Promiscuity went unpunished. Divorce was permitted. For that matter, even religious worship would have been permitted if the proles had shown any signs of needing or wanting it. They were beneath suspicion. As the party slogan put it, proles and animals are free. Let's just chew on that. Chew on it. Chew the fat. All right. This, what is on this one? What's my favorite? My favorite Friday afternoon song. I might sit and do the rest of the show. Feeling pretty good right now. I love a good book. If you love a good book, come by the station and shoot a good book in the slot, and I'll read it next week. There's a challenge for you. Let's see, which one do we want? I know which one we want. If you know me, you might know this is my favorite. Supposed to be played on CD today, but like a favorite, the best, I think, Friday afternoon song. This is the Beastie Boys. Hold it now.
It's my rhyme.
Just like a woman, everyday people won't let the sun catch calling you, dream of you and I, Oh, wait. He covers Boy with a Thorn in His Side. All right. Jeff Buckley, Boy with a Thorn in His Side. I don't know. No. Let's go with Elk City. If we're going to do a real Smiths cover and then Badville, I promise. I don't know which Badville. I don't know the names of the songs. I should have had, I have a phone here. I could have probably had one of them call in, but all right. Great local band. We kind of a theme going. Played Iggy Live in San Francisco. Played Girls. I got a Castleface CD too. I won't say what band. But the CD player's not working. So what the heck are we going to play? Oh, Elk City. I know it's over. It's a freaking mine. I like it way better than the Smiths song. I think they're called Elk City. It was off of Smith's cover CD. So what sparked this is I got a Jeff Buckley CD that I never saw. It's a really pretty, beautiful, sad, and poignant song, like all those adjectives. All right, get ready. 4, 3, 2, 1. Unless there's another commercial break. Hey, here we go. Elk City.
Mother, I can feel the sorrow falling over my head. And as I climb into an empty bed, oh well, no sense. I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Mother, I can feel the sorrow falling over my head. See, the sin wants to take me. The knife wants to slit me. Do you think it can help me? Sad man, bright, please be happy. Add some room, give a room. Loud, loudish lover, treat her kindly. She needs you more. She loves you. I know it's over, still I think. I don't know where else I can go. Like any other guy.
might. Hang on your hats. We might go. It's a lot. We might go hi-fi in a minute. Sean from Bughouse Square showed up, and I'm hoping. Meantime, I'm gonna look for a Badville song, but I'm hoping we can get some Loopy Fiasco going on, and some OCs, and some Violent Femmes, and I got some Underworld too. What else on CD? Hold on. All that you will not hear. Yeah, us. Bunnymore's is like 3 albums, maybe. Pretty cool. I hope you liked my reading, the animals did, of, or they were paying attention, of 1984. I kind of have views all across the board, so hopefully no one thinks I'm, like, taking the piss. And I usually go, in my writing, I usually go a little more, I kind of wasn't going to do any politics at all today. I kind of like to dance around it sometimes, but I did see an opportunity, and I went for it with on the live Iggy. But I like all kinds of folks, all types of folks. I prefer people that are accepting of others' beliefs, and kind of a libertine myself. So I am gonna go on Bandcamp and talk about this band, Badville, that I've seen, is it 3 times now? They're really good. I think they're on tour now. So, Sugar, Bob Mullen's Sugar, reminded me a little bit of that sound. It's a great sound. But Badville's great. They're all over the place. They can do pretty much anything. So, can you tell I'm stalling while I get some kind of... Yes. This is what I want. Alright, I hope you guys are having an awesome day. My day did not start really well, and then Tig was kind to me and got some reading done, got some just stuff done. It's cool. This sounds rocking. I'm gonna play this song. This is Demolition by Badville. Let's see what it sounds like. Sounds pretty sick. So we're going to have to go with the original of the song that appeared on Jeff Buckley's CD that I'd never heard. So this song is a great song. It will be familiar to many of you. And then after that, I don't know, some hip-hop, some blues, some jazz. Oh, I think some Sea and Cake maybe, but... let's go with some Smiths. Do I have a commercial? I'm going to do the next. If it's a commercial, I'll do my own commercial. I probably won't. I already did that. sucked into it. But you know what? People have been advertising like crazy plane videos to me, and then tsunamis. I don't know what that means. Song in the 80s coming right up here. This is just has everything.
Now I can do what I want to forever. How am I gonna
very kind Sean. I wasn't going to end that song. It was like very, very good. Like, I'm not, fuck, man. And earlier I sang good. But that is like some Barry Gibb on Helium vocals. But it's a woman. That's my favorite part of the song. I love that song. Sean from Bughouse Square is here. He's been very kind. Might try to see if I can get some CDs going. I do want to play some Lupe Fiasco. I do want to play some Jeff Buckley and some OCs. So give us a sec. We're going to do some Dead Air.
These can work. But this Bluetooth was, I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, you're right. So that's why this, because everything looks like it was going, right?
So now it's CD going.
What are you on here?
Jesse Man?
sun go down. I think about my woman, yeah. My woman, oh, she ain't around. My heart is filled with sadness, and my eyes are filled with tears. I can't help on that sometimes. All right, I can't help on cry sometimes. Mama, she's dead and gone, and I've been all alone. I can't help on cry.
Show. This is Radio Valencia. Stay tuned for Bughouse Square coming up on the hour. That's right. That's right.
When first I came to town, I came in from the country. Not a penny did I have, not 1 cent could I offer. But still our love it grew, and our troubles, they were few, they were few. Many times I tried to tell you all the hurt that I was feeling, but thoughts stumbled in my mind, and words, they lost their meaning. I didn't mean to cause you pain, so I'm leaving once again, once again. As for you, your tears will heal all the wounds that might have opened. Just like time will clear the fields of all the flowers that have ripened. Of all these things, you can be sure only love, love.
Thank you. yellow line. The railroad sign is flashing bright. The people stare, but I don't care. My flesh is cold against my bone, and Cheryl's going home. Come hear me shouting in the rain. Is there a way to stop the train? To explain about things I did today. Oh, it's so moans and I'm alone at Cheryl's going home.
Tipping topsy-turvy, turning upside down. Hold me close and whisper what you wish, for there is no one here around. Oh, you can sing songly sweet smiles, regardless of the city's careless frown. See the narrow colors fade blazing into petal sprays of violets of dawn. In blindfold wonderment's enchantment, you can lift my wings softly to fly. Your eyes are like swift fingers reaching out into the pockets of my night. Whirling, twirling, puppy warm before the flashing cloaks of darkness dawn. Come see the nerdy colors fade blazing into petal sprays of violets of dawn. But if I seem to wander off in dreamlike looks, please let me settle slowly. For it's only me just a staring out at you, a seeming stranger speaking holy. No, I don't mean to wake you up, it's only loneliness just to come in. Colors fade blazing into petal sprays of violets of dawn. There's magic in the sleepiness of waking to a chatty sound in the yard. So let the no colors fade blazing into
into a petal's braze of violets.
Of a winter's love at that's my home. When I was younger and in my schooling, I walked the mountain made of stone. The distance sang about tomorrow, and I did wish I was grown and gone. And as I grew, indeed I rambled out along the open road, and there I said, that's a sign of stone. Now I'm older, my dreams they wander far away in yesterday. I'm going home to the Merrimack County and find the grass. That's my grave.